And we welcome you to Recovery Coast to Coast, the only program in America on the air 5 nights a week, 2 hours a night, always talking about addiction, always with a focus on recovery. Tonight, a very special program featuring musical legend Dion DiMucci, whose musical career began some 50 years ago in the streets of New York City. He was inducted into the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame back in 1989 and has just released an incredible CD of blues tunes, including the song that we've been playing here on Recovery Coast to Coast, You Better Watch Yourself. The CD is called Bronx in Blue, and we're going to play some clips from that tonight, and we're going to find out about the man, the music, and his recovery as well. Dion, welcome to Recovery Coast to Coast.
Great to be here. Thanks, Neil.
Thank you. Let's begin, first of all, talking a little bit about your recovery. You've been in recovery now for, since back in April?
Some years. Yeah. April 1st, 1968.
Oh, my goodness. Wow.
I came in on April Fool's Day. I came into let's say a spiritually 12-step based program. And I been clean and sober for 38 years. It's just miraculous.
What was it like for you, Dion, leading up to that spiritual experience?
Hell on earth. Mm-hmm. That's what it was. I was irritable, restless, discontent. I was trying to outrun my fears 24 hours a day. I just didn't know how to deal with these kind of feelings, that especially drugs and alcohol, when you're abusing them for many years like I had been, they do a job on your mind, and you just don't know which way's up. You don't know how to handle your emotions, for sure. I always say there's three stages to addiction. The first stage is fun. The second stage is fun and some problems. And the third stage is nothing but problems. And that's where I was. I had run out of excuses at the end. I was empty. I was tired. I was blaming everybody for everything. I wasn't a nice person to be around. And I'm talking about people that really loved me were around me and trying to help. But, you know, it's a bad situation. You're terribly self-centered and you can't hear anything. So that's what I was like.
Was there any specific incident that led to your bottom that caused you to go into those rooms in April?
Well, my father-in-law cornered me. He was in recovery for about 15 years. This is came in the early 50s. Straightened out in the early 50s, and when I was at his house and I was alone with him, and he kind of cornered me and put my back to the wall, not preaching to me or anything. I respected this man very much because he had like 75 people working for him, and he was well loved. He was kind of a man's man, so he asked me some questions, and I just wanted to answer him honestly, and he found a crack in the dam that I had, the wall that I was trying to put up to protect myself. It's kind of like when you find a crack, you kind of get the screwdriver in there and move it around, and the whole thing falls. And it fell, mainly because I knew that this guy was on a solid foundation of peace. And he knew something about life that I didn't know. And I had, you must understand, I was at the top of my profession. I had 12 gold records. I made a couple of million dollars in the early 60s when a million was a million. And, here I am, knowing I'm in trouble, but yet, what could you tell me? I must know something. I'm at the top of my profession, And this guy's trying to reach my heart, knocking on my soul like anybody home.
Mm.
And I'm looking at him, and, he was just reaching out. I knew there was a chance there. There was just a small, moment. And, and I asked the question, what do I have to do? What must I do? And he said, why don't you come with me tonight? We'll talk to a few guys who found their way out of this. There is a solution. And you know, I went with him. And I haven't been the same since, because I got together with these guys who had found a way out. And being with them and hearing them laugh for real from their insides, from the center of their being, laughing. I hadn't laughed for real for about 2 years. I was living totally on pride the last 2 years of my addiction, just totally on pride. And just hearing them speak about their fears and their loves and their joys and their journey and who they were, I knew I was home. And I knew, you know, they call it the language of the heart. And that's what I heard that night. And I just wanted to be around these men because they were strong. They were men of faith. They were men of courage. They were men of wisdom. I know it now. And they didn't have an agenda where they wanted money or prestige. They didn't have that going on. They were just doing it for the sheer love of being free and knowing a secret that I didn't know. And they were trying to pass it to me because the jail cell that I was in, they told me, opened from the inside. The door opened from the inside. You know? And the key was willingness. And I started to listen. It's amazing what I learned. They gave me the key. And out I came, you know? Broke my heart. Absolutely. She was praying for me, and she detached. She wouldn't argue with me. She wouldn't, you know. She had kind of a mantra. I would try to engage her into an argument. You know, I would kind of antagonize, you know, I would throw something out there, you know, you never, or you always, or, you know, try to get her into it. And she used to walk up to me and she said, Dion, I've been trying to help you for 5 years. I love you dearly. But I found out I don't have the answer. But thank God, there are people who know the solution and found the way out. And you should seek them out. Excuse me, I have to get a glass of water for the baby. And she'd walk away. And I'd run after her and say, but why did you? And I'd try to get her in, and she'd turn around and repackage the same thing. I've been trying to help you. I don't have the answers. Thank God there's a way out. There are people who know. I've met them. You should seek them out. Excuse me, I got to get the orange juice. And she turned around. Three things, and she kept repackaging it. And it's hard to argue alone. It was scary because, you know, I wasn't connected anymore. So I had, you know, she put the ball in my hand, and she did me a tremendous, tremendous valuable favor by doing that, by, you know, letting go and letting me experience my own desperation.
We're going to take some emails that that have come in. We had one from Jennifer down in Phoenix. Jennifer wants to know, how difficult was early recovery for you, the first 90 days?
The first 90 days for me, I must say, I was truly blessed. I had one of those, God touch me, you know. My sponsor kept telling me, if you find God, he'll solve your problem. You can't solve your problem. You are the problem. So, you know, I saw this man on his knees. I was in his house, and the door was open to his bedroom, and I seen him on his knees praying. And it impacted, it just made an impact on my soul. You know, I said, if a strong guy like this, a guy I respect like this, could... So that night I said a prayer, and I said, God, if you're real, you know, I'm having a lot of trouble here. Could you help me? And, you know, if you're real, I want to know you. I want to know the truth. I'm open. I was touched in some way because I got off my knees. You know, he told me, ask and you'll receive, seek and you'll find, knock and the door will be open. And I did, and here I am. But what happened for me is I was kind of surrounded with in a bubble of grace. So the first 90 days were very liberating to me. I felt free, and I knew I was home, and I knew I was listening. I wanted to keep it. I didn't take it for granted, but I was kind of hurled into a hurled up on, you know, that pink cloud. Yet I like I said, I didn't take it for granted. I wanted, and you know, I got to tell you, Neil, and whoever wrote that email, that for some reason I was enabled to be to get a spiritual director in my life. I was enabled to, like, by the grace of God. In other words, I didn't choose it. God gave me the grace to ask somebody for help. And I started listening to this man who's been in recovery a long time. And, you know, they call them sponsors or spiritual directors or, mentors. Well, I found one, and I listened, and I asked questions. And I have to say that I didn't do that. When I look back on it, I didn't do that because I was smart. I think God enabled me. He gave me the grace to ask someone to be a sponsor, to be my spiritual director, to help me. And he enabled me to do that because it wasn't me. Because I thought I knew everything. But, I think grace was a big part of it.
Visiting with musical legend Dion DiMucci, the brand new CD is called Bronx in Blue. Another email, this one from Frank in Los Angeles. What role has recovery played, Dion, in your music, especially creatively?
Well, it's played a real big part because I found out that, you know, like this Bronx in Blue album, I would define the blues as the naked cry of the human heart apart from God. Everybody is longing to be in union with God or to be home or to have a home or to feel safe, to be at peace, to be at rest, however you choose to define that. But when you know, God is a pretty creative God. I mean, if you look at the sunsets at night, there's not one of them are ever the same. I mean, every night there's a new sun. So God is, you know, he's the creator. So here I was worshiping creation for a long time, musicians and artists and television or whoever, whatever I was kept at the center of my life. When I put God there, I found out that, yeah, helps with the creativity. Absolutely, that's where it comes from. So it's great to be in recovery. And I think, I'm not going to mention names, but I could talk for I could talk about a long list of people who came into recovery and totally just really embraced their creativity, their gift at its best, because they weren't in bondage, you know. Because the people who are unfortunately don't get in recovery, it kills them. You know, eventually it snuffs the creativity out, you know, so it, you know.
Jackie in Chicago writes, wants to know, why the blues CD now? What was the impetus to record again?
Well, you know, these songs, I grew up to all these songs. A lot of my friends think I grew up to rock and roll. I didn't. I grew up to listening to Hank Williams and Jimmy Reed and Howlin' Wolf and these are songs that have always been in my head, in my heart, in my guitar for like the last, you know, ever since I was a teenager. And over the years, my friends, like, you know, when I get with Van Morrison, yeah, did you ever record that blues thing yet? That stuff you sing here, you know? They always want to know, like, Little Steven was in my band, in the early 70s, and he was always in, he said, why don't you do an album of what you do in the dressing room? Or even my wife would say, you sing that blues better than so-and-so or so-and-so on you. So I finally did it. and you want to know, I'm good at it. It comes very natural.
Roof is leaking and the rain's falling on my head. I need a mile. See me to give me a tip, tip, tip. I said, now listen here, friend. I tell you, I'm hip, hip, hip. Why don't you mind your own business? Shut your lip, lip, lip. I know when my girl give me the slip, slip, slip. I said, the roof is leaking. Rain's falling on my head.
Oh, I'm the type of guy who will never settle down. Where pretty girls are, well, you know that I'm around. I kiss them and I love them, cause to me they're all the same. I hug them and I squeeze them, they don't even know my name. They call me the Wanderer, yeah, the Wanderer. I roam around, 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 around. Oh, well, there's Flo on my left arm and there's Mary on my right. And Janie is the girl, well, that I'll be with tonight. And when she asks me which one I love the best, I tear open my shirt and I show a rosy on my chest, cause I'm a wanderer.
Susan in Fargo, North Dakota, do you find yourself living Rick Nelson's garden party where it's hard to play the new stuff like this CD when most people want to hear the early hits?
Yeah, there is there's a bit of that, a lot of it. I got to say, I got a good band, and I'm, to be honest with you, I like doing the hits. I like doing Ruby Baby and The Wonder. It's still a lot of fun, I got to say. But, yes, it's hard to, bring a lot of new stuff into the, I don't know if it's because I come out of the 50s or, but I think every age is like that. If I go see Chuck Berry, I want to hear Johnny B. Goode, you know?
Mm-hmm. Marianne in Shreveport, you have strong religious beliefs. Are you still recording Christian music?
Well, I still, yeah. it's not, to me, it's not either or. I do love gospel music, Christian music, as you say. It's up, very uplifting. You know, and I still write a lot, you know, and do a lot of church work, you know, and sing at the church, you know. Sometimes for the priests, you know, when they have their anniversaries, they've been 50 years in the priesthood, and they'll say, "Dion, I like that song or this song. Would you do it at my celebration?" And I, you know, I'm always doing something. And you know, it's great to for ministry too. If you go into a certain setting to do a lot of gospel songs, it's very uplifting and very enjoyable and potent.
Email from Jerry down in Portland. Any plans on touring with the CD? Any gigs on the West Coast? And any upcoming gigs that are blues only?
We're looking into that right now because I'm with Razor and Ty, and they wanted me to do a few showcase, some shows, just, you know, acoustically with the guitar to kick jump the album.
We'll get back to some of the emails a little bit later on in the interview, but I want to talk a little bit about the CD and about some of the individual songs on there, Dion. And we're visiting with Dion, a musical legend, a Rock and Roll Hall of Fame member, and a brand new CD called Bronx in Blue, the song that we have been featuring on Recovery Coast to Coast. You better watch yourself. It's an old Lightning Hopkins song. Why that song? Where did that one come from?
I actually recorded that song on an album that I did Abraham, Martin, and John, I think back in 1968. I recorded it back then also, but, I've been listening to that song a long time. And when I recorded it this time, it was just, you know, shooting from the hip. You know, I kind of wrote verses while I was singing it. So it's just a very spontaneous thing, and you could hear that it's spontaneous. I threw some, I was rhyming as I went, you know.
Better
it's
take
a
it
great
one.
Song. It's an old Lightning Hopkins song.
Yeah, better take it one day at a time, Sonny Boy.
You better stop drinking that wine, Sonny Boy. Better stop drinking that wine, Sonny Boy. Everybody going out, everybody going out enjoying. You better stop drinking that wine, Sonny Boy. You better stop drinking that gin, Sonny Boy. You better stop. Sonny Boy, oh, you're gonna mess up your mind. Yeah, you'll find by and by. You better stop drinking that wine, Sonny Boy. Can't you hear your mama calling you? Can't you hear your mama calling you? You're gonna mess up your happy home. You're gonna wind up all alone. Sonny Boy, stop drinking that wine, Sonny Boy. Stop using those drugs, Sonny Boy. You better stop using those drugs, Sonny Boy. Hey, if you don't stop popping those pills, you're gonna bring on those evil chills. You better stop drinking that wine, Sonny Boy. You better stop drinking that gin, Sonny Boy. Better stop drinking that gin, Sonny Boy. You think you're on the top, but you don't know when. better stop drinking that wine, sonny boy. Hey. Why don't you drink some hot green tea, sonny boy? Why don't you drink some hot green tea, sonny boy? Oh, it'll be better for you, better for your sweet Sue. Hey, you better stop drinking that wine, sonny boy. You better take it one day at a time. Take it one day at a time. Oh, that wine, sonny boy.
CD opens, Dion, with Walkin' Blues. Most people associate that with Robert Johnson, but it was actually a song that was done by Eddie Sunhouse many, many years ago.
It goes way back, yeah. I heard that song maybe 1960, 61. I've been, you know, I've probably way before, you know, a lot of people associate it, I don't know, with, you know, bands in the 60s, you know, like Paul Butterfield. Or
mm-hmm.
But I was listening to that thing a long time ago. Yeah. It's I was listening to Robert Johnson back then in 1961 because I was the first rock and roll artist signed to Columbia Records, and John Hammond was up at Columbia, who signed Dylan right after I came in, and Springsteen, and he would bring me in the office and play me stuff by Leroy Carr and Furry Lewis and Lightning Hopkins, and certainly he had put that album out, King of the Delta Blues, the Robert Johnson album, back then, and he told me it sold 25,000 albums by word of mouth. And when he played it for me, I knew I was listening to a treasure. You have to have the gene or something to hear that kind of stuff. It's an acquired taste, but I was born with it. You know, I knew. I was, even though I was selling millions of records, I knew what he was saying, that this was a treasure, and by word of mouth it sold 25,000. I knew what he was talking about.
I woke up this morning looking round for my shoes. Some telling me I got those walking blues. I woke up this morning looking round for my shoes, child. Yeah, something telling me, little girl, I got this walking blues. You know it, but run to the ocean, ocean, run to the sea. If I don't find my baby, come bury me. But run to the ocean, ocean, do run to the sea. Yeah, and if I don't find my baby, oh, little girl, come bury me. You know, and I'm leaving this morning if I have to ride the blind. But I've been mistreated, don't mind dying. Leaving this morning if I have to ride the blind. Oh, I've been mistreated, I don't mind dying. Walking blue. worry. Blues ain't there, but they done worse so feeling I most ever have. Some people tell me that the worry, blues ain't there. Oh, but they done worse so feeling I most ever have. I said to Jackie Diamond, he told her, Queen of Spades, he said, now, stop down, baby, down your cheating ways. And Jackie Diamond, he told the Queen of Spades, he said, drop down, baby, little girl, stop your cheating ways. You know I woke up this morning looking round for my shoes. I said I'm walking, I got that old walking blues.
Blue.
track You're the One is an old song written by one of my favorites, Jimmy Rogers.
Well, you want to know, Jimmy Rogers played in Muddy Waters Band. There's three Jimmy Rogers. But this guy, when I was a kid and in the early 50s, I heard You're the One Who Really Gives Me a Buzz. I didn't think I could last much longer, but it shows you just how wrong I was. I went out of my mind. Mm-hmm. You know, you're talking about a young teenager in the 50s, and I hear a line like that. I said, you know, that threw me on the road right away. I was like enthralled by that kind of rhyming, that somebody could rhyme buzz with was. I thought that was brilliant.
You're the one. Really gave me a buzz. You're the one. Really gave me a buzz. I didn't think I could last much longer, but then it showed you just how wrong I was. You're the one. Really rang my bell. You're the one, really rang my bell. I didn't think I could last much longer, but then it shows you just how hard I fell. You my all-day study, baby, you my midnight dream. You know I love you, baby, better than anyone I've ever seen. You're the one. Really rang my bell. I didn't think I could last much longer, but that shows you just how hard I felt. Get the latest news. How they make me feel so bad, like they played the lonesome blues. You're the one really give me a buzz. I didn't think I could last much longer, but then it shows you just how wrong I was. You're the one really gave me a buzz. Buzz. I didn't think I could last much longer, but then I showed you just how wrong I was. You're my all-day study, baby. You're my midnight dream. You know I love you, baby, better than anyone I've ever seen. You're the one really gave me a buzz. Last much longer, but it shows you just how wrong I was.
And Recovery Coast to Coast continues as we talk tonight with Dion DiMucci, who's got that brand new CD. And when you look back at the career of Dion DiMucci, inducted into the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame back in 1989, wow, what a career. Tonight we're visiting with Dion. He's talking about not only the old music, but the new music as well. The new CD is called Bronx in Blue by Dion. It's got some great, great cuts on it. Walkin' Blues, You're the One, I Let My Baby Do That, Who Do You Love, Built for Comfort, Crossroads, Traveling Riverside Blues, You Better Watch Yourself, which I absolutely love, How Many More Years, Terraplane Blues, Honky Tonk Blues, Baby What You Want Me to Do, Statesboro Blues, and If You Want to Rock and Roll. It's a brand new CD. It's available at his
website, by the way, which is www.deondemucci.com. We have another full hour coming up. We're going to talk a lot about Dion's recovery, a lot about the songs that he chose for this CD as well. 50 years ago, he started out on the streets of New York City. Here he is, 38 years in recovery, joining us tonight on Recovery Coast to Coast. We're going to take a short time out. We will come back with more of Dion and you when we continue.
Johnson and Crossroads is a great track on the CD, 1936 tune by Robert Johnson. Talk about his influence on your music and your style.
Well, Robert Johnson, like I said, you know, I think my music is black music filtered through an Italian neighborhood. It comes out with an attitude. And certainly, I digested a lot of Robert Johnson's stuff. It's brilliant. A lot of people have recorded the song Crossroads, but I kind of fleshed out the spiritual angle of it. If you listen to it, you know what I'm talking about.
I went down in the crossroads. Fell down on my knees. I went down in the crossroads. Fell down on my knees. Yeah, Lord above, have mercy. Save me if you can. And I'm standing at the crossroads. Lord, I'm trying to flag it back. Trying to figure it out. And nobody seemed to know me. Everybody passed me by. Oh, there's only one thing, baby. Made me want to drink. It depends on how you treat me, mama. I'll begin to think. I've been told, sweet Jesus, the story that I've been told. If anybody asks, Lord, have mercy, you come and save my soul. Yeah. tell my friend Bone Willie Brown. Well, you're wrong, you're wrong. Tell my friend Bone Willie Brown. And I'm standing at the crossroads, baby, and I do believe I'm singing. I went to the crossroad, mama. I looked east and I looked west. I went down to the crossroad, and I looked both east and west. Thought I didn't have no sweet woman living my distress. Having no sweet loving woman, loving feel like you.
Song by Jimmy Reed. Now, Jimmy had some problems with alcohol in his career, which was painfully cut short.
If I didn't hear him, I doubt if I'd be in this business. He's sort of like, you know, when I heard him, my life changed. He's just incredible. A lot of those guys never knew about recovery. Maybe they were never introduced to it. Maybe never wanted. I don't know. I didn't know them personally, but, thank God, I've been blessed with, somebody reached out to me. Thank God for that.
You got me running, got me hiding, got me running, I'm running anywhere you wanna let it roll. Yeah. You got me doing what you want me, baby, what you wanna do. I'm going up, going down, going up, down, down, up, anywhere you wanna let it roll. Yeah, yeah. Come and doing what you want me, any way you wanna let it roll. Let it roll, baby. Yeah, baby. Let it roll, mama. Yeah, baby. Let it roll, baby. Ooh, mama. Let it roll, baby. Oh, shit. Let it go, mama. Ooh, yeah, 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 yeah. You got me peeping. Got me hiding. Got me peep, hot, hot, peep, anywhere you wanna let it roll. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Got me doing what you want me, anywhere you wanna let it roll. Got me running. got me doing what you want me, and that way it would have been wrong. Yeah, baby. Oh, baby. Yeah, baby. Oh, baby. Oh, baby. Man, doing what you want, man. Oh, little girl, little girl.
Back to the email, Steve, in Louisville, Kentucky. Why did you choose Lou Reed to induct you into the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame?
Well, you know, Lou is like the quintessential New Yorker. I don't know. He writes about the streets, and I felt like... I he's a good friend, and I felt very connected to a lot of, I don't know, we have New York in common, and the heart of New York, you know, the and our songs express the heart of New York.
You are not living in New York any longer. You're down in Miami. Why the move down south?
Well, I had three daughters, and I wanted to give them a little space to run around when they were young, so we had moved down here because my wife's parents were down here, and we stayed. And you'd be surprised. There's a lot of New Yorkers here, you know.
Are your daughters musically inclined, Dion?
They're all teachers.
Really?
Three of them are teachers. One teaches art, one is a principal, and the other one, you know, they just teach. They love kids. And they teach, you know, they have a gift for it. Don't know where they got that. Susan and I both, I don't know where they got that.
Email from Jim down in San Diego. What happened to the Belmonts?
The Belmonts, it's a strange thing. I would say Dion and the Belmonts, We parted company like in 1960, and then the Belmonts started, the group The Belmonts. I know this sounds odd, I've never seen them work, and I think there's just a lot of different personnel in that particular group. What happened to the original guys that were in Dion and the Belmonts? They're all in, they went their separate ways. I think Fred Milano still works with the group The Belmonts, but they're not together anymore as far as the singing group.
Are you on the road much, Dion?
I go out. There's a window I go out. You know, I'll take from May to September or October, something like that, and I'll go out in those months. And the rest of the year, I record and I do other things. But I don't play many dates a year, maybe 30, 40 dates a year.
Terry in Atlanta, what was the first song that you recorded in recovery, and what is recovery like for you today?
The first song I recorded 3 months after I got clean and sober, and it went to number one. It was called Abraham, Martin, and John. It was the first spiritual song in nature, and that was like a confirmation that I was in the right place. Because I wasn't creative for a couple of years there, for many years.
Anybody here see my old friend Abraham? Can you tell me where he's gone? He freed a lot of people, but it seems good they die young. You know, I just look around and he's gone. Anybody here see my old John? Can you tell me where he's gone? He freed a lot of people, but it seems good they die young.
just look around, it's gone. Didn't you love the things that they stood for? Didn't they try to find some good for you and me? And we'll be free someday. It's gonna be one day anybody here see my old friend Bobby. Can you tell me where he's gone? I thought I saw him walking up over the hill, Abraham and Martin.
We welcome you back to Recovery Coast to Coast. We are visiting tonight with Dion DiMucci. Brand new CD. It's called Bronx in Blue. You got to pick this one up. It is awesome. It's got a lot of songs by such greats as Robert Johnson, Willie Dixon, Jimmy Reed, Jimmy Rogers, and a couple of songs that Dion wrote himself. Bronx in Blue is the name of the CD, and we're talking to Dion this evening.
Some folk feel like this, some folk feel like that. But what the way I feel, well, don't you call me back, because I'm built for comfort. I am built for speed. Some folk ripping raw, some folk breathing sound. But if you want me, baby, you got to take your time, because I'm built for comfort. I ain't built for speed. I've got everything, little girl, you little girl. Satisfy your soul. I'm built for comfort. Oh, I am built for speed. I got everything little girl, little girls need. Some folk feel like this, some folk feel like that. But the way I feel, well, don't you call me back, because I'm built for comfort. I'm built for speed. I got everything, all now you little girl need.
Maybe you're close to a woman who is dependent on drugs or alcohol. Each time you see her, you think, she needs help, but what can I do? Call Sundown M Ranch. Sundown.
I walk 47 miles of barbed wire. I use a cobra snake for a necktie. I got a brand new house on the roadside, made of rattlesnake hide. Got a brand new chimney made on top, made out of a human skull. Come on, take a little walk with me. Tell her who we love.
on mine. I'm just 22 and I don't mind dying. Who do you love? Who do you love? I rode around town, used a rattlesnake whip. Take it easy, all I know, you give me no lip. Who do you love?
Scott, the program Recovery Coast to Coast, the only program in America on the air 2 hours a night, 5 nights a week. Visiting tonight with Dion DiMucci. The new CD is called Bronx in Blue. We had an email from Joe in Boston. What was it like at Joe's Pub doing the new material at the release party in such an intimate venue?
Man, I tell you, Neil, I had a ball. I just loved it. I had a great time because a lot of friends there, and I'm doing music that comes very natural to me. And for people to come and want to listen to it and, you know, hear the stories behind some of these songs, and it just, you know, I feel like it's a party and I get to sing all these great songs to everybody. And it's, I don't know, it's just, I felt very, very privileged and very honored that people came to listen, and I had a great time with all this great music that I got to share.
Adrian in Des Moines, Iowa. Dion, weren't you supposed to be on the ill-fated flight that took the lives of Buddy Holly, Richie Valens, and the Big Bopper? And how did that affect your life?
Well, you could say I was asked to be on the flight because the more people that you'd recruit, the less the overall price was. But you know, when it I was asked, it was $36 flight, and all I know is I grew up in a home with my parents arguing every day over the rent, which was $36 a month in the 50s in the Bronx, and I thought, well, I'm not going to spend $36 on a 45-minute flight to Fargo, North Dakota. No, I think I'll take the bus. So that was my decision, and it saved my life. And yes, it did affect me. I missed those guys today. When that happened in my life, I when that plane went down, and we lost Buddy Holly and Richie Valens and the Big Bopper, I was 19 years old, and I was baffled. I was wondering, who am I? Where am I? Why do I do what I do? And what's it all about? And all the questions started to come, and the fears. Because, you know, 2 weeks prior, I was having a great time with these guys on the bus. We were just singing and rocking and enjoying our new Fender Stratocasters. But I'll tell you, those questions... I didn't know how to answer, and I got heavier into drinking and drugging. But eventually, I needed those questions answered, and I found people to give me answers, and I found the answers, and here I am. I wrote a song about it. I finally put it to rest. It's called Every Day I'm With You. It's on a Deja Nu album. Maybe someday you could play it.
We dreamed a dream together one dark winter night, and found the dream still burning the warm summer light. Every day you call upon the angels, they do what you tell them to. I'm walking just a little south.
Call me Sweet Papa D, cause I'm slamming him tall. But when it comes time to get my ashes hauled, I'll let my baby do that. I'll let my baby do that. I'll let my baby do that and give my word mine. I got a red Corvette and I got a strict rule. When it gets too hot, I want my engine to cool. I'll let my baby do that. I'll let my baby do that. I'll let my baby do that and get my word mine. Hey, baby. Oh, mama. I'll let my baby. My cover, you my cream. When come to love and me, that gonna be in the dream. I let my baby do that. I let my baby do that. I let my baby do that, and it is my word, mine. Well, you can crank my car, shift my gear, but when he's riding, baby goes on here. I let my baby do that. I'll let my baby do that, and he gives my word, my hand. One more time, baby. Yeah, baby. One more time, boy. One more time. Mm-hmm. You can drink my liquor, you on my show, but when it comes time, girl, to needin' my dough, I'll let my baby do that. I'll let my baby do that. I'll let my baby do that, and he gave my word mine. I'll let my baby do that, and he gave my word mine.
And one final email from Cynthia down in Houston, Texas. Who and what do you listen to today musically?
Well, you know, I like music where I know there's a person behind the music, so I love listening to Van Morrison. Or
he's got a brand new CD out of country songs.
Yeah,
that's
I know.
Outrageous.
I know. Delbert McClinton.
Oh man.
You know, guys like that. I get a kick out of good real music. You know.
Well, I got to tell you, the first time I heard Bronx and Blue, my first thought at the end of it was, is he going to record any more blues CDs? It wasn't enough for me. And there's so many great songs out there. How did you manage to distill it down into this one CD? And there must be some songs that you recorded that you didn't put on this particular CD.
Well, not many. There was a couple, but I'll tell you how I chose it. I was thinking of doing this, and I thought, let me get some, I put some things together with different beats. That was the only, you know.
Mm-hmm.
So I found Walkin' Blues that had this beat, and then Who Do You Love had the other beat, and then a shuffle, and then a picking thing, and that's the way I went about it. It was just, I wanted to get some variety on it. So, but they're all great songs. You know, there are songs that were, there's four Robert Johnson songs, there's a couple of Willie Dixon songs, who's a great writer. Mm. Jimmy Rogers and Jimmy Reed and Hank Williams. So, you know, Howlin' Wolf, big fan of Howlin' Wolf. Great writers on there now.
And the website really has some good background on your life and your history as well.
Yeah, I put some stuff up there. The album was just picked up by Razor and Tie, so right now you could get it in Borders or Barnes & Noble or Tower or Virgin, on Amazon.
Well, I certainly hope that they do put together a tour on that, because there's some great tunes on there, and I'm sorry I didn't get to Joe's Pub. I certainly wanted to get out there, because that seemed to be the perfect venue for the release of this particular CD.
I know I enjoyed it. It was great. I did another thing in New York. It was another showcase that was jammed, and I had such a good time doing that. I didn't know I would enjoy it so much. Just playing guitar for a group of people. It just was a lot of fun for me.
Well, I certainly hope that now that it has been picked up by Razor and Tie, that there may be some more showcases in the future. We've been visiting with Dion DiMucci. The new CD is called Bronx and Blue, and celebrating not only the new CD, but celebrating 38 years in recovery on the 1st of April. Dion, thank you so much for joining us at Recovery Coast to Coast.
God bless, Neil. Thank you for having me.
You know, I feel so lonesome. Lord, won't you hear me when I'm on? You know, I feel so lost. Lord, won't you hear me when I'm on? Moving up my territory. Whoa, Lord, for you, since I've been gone. And I fled my lights, baby. You know your horn won't even blow. You know I fled my lights. Lord, now your horn won't even blow. Somebody running about this. There must be a short in this here connection. Wood it down way below. Yeah, I got a woman that
that I'm loving down way down in Arkansas. Good night to call and even buzzing jazz. Generator won't get that spark. Motor in bad condition. Battery needs charge. I'm crying, please, 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 mama, don't you do me wrong. Who've been driving my terraplane, baby? Oh, little girl, for you since I've been gone. Oh, Mr. Highwayman. Oh, please don't block my road. Yeah, Mr. Highwayman. Please don't you block my road. I'm hitting a cold 100, baby. What I'm all booked out, I'm bound to go. Oh, yeah, mom. Complete little girl. I guess you hear me, mom. This connection gonna tangle with your wires. I'm gonna get deep down in this connection. Ooh, let a girl tangle with your wires. And when I mash down on that starter, darling, I need a girl to give me fire. Oh,